Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What would a Friday morning be without talking to Mike Mayo about what's new in the theaters from Mike-Mayo.com? Mike, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Gary. I wish I had... Well, we've got some good news and some so-so news today as to what's opening.
So good news and so-so news. I can't
yeah,
wait.
I'm not, it's not really bad. Well, one of them's bad news. But most of them, we got, I guess, one that's kind of so-so, two that are good, and one that's nah, don't bother with it.
Okay, well, let's start at the top. I guess it's Alita Battle Angel first.
That to me, that's the one that's kind of so-so. And this comes with, you know, like the greatest names behind it. It's produced by James Cameron, Avatar, Titanic, all that. Directed by Robert Rodriguez, who did Machete and so many other movies. But this is, I've got to say, first off, anytime these days when I see the words dystopian future describing a movie, I just kind of, my eyes glaze over and I lose interest right away. I have seen so many dystopian futures in so many movies recently that I just, it takes a whole lot to win me over after that. We're up in the 26th century, and we've got a girl who is mostly cyborg, but some human, and she's put back together by this inventor, Christoph Waltz, who's always good, but it's not really great here. And then the place where they live on Earth is this real, you know, kind of crummy, your basic dystopian future that we've seen so many times before. But there's this city up in the sky that they're that's where everything's great, that they're all trying to get to. You got a little bit of Rollerball in here. You got some Blade Runner. You got some Star Wars. But the main thing that bothers me about this movie is that the main character, who is played by Rosa Salazar, but she's done with motion capture stuff like the Gollum in the Hobbit movies, so that she looks more like a comic book character, and this movie is based on a comic book, than a real person. She's got huge eyes, and I just couldn't get past that either. I think younger viewers who are more accepting of this kind of thing will be able to get into the movie more than I was because of that. But this is one that I just never really got into at all. And if you can't, you know, the action scenes just don't mean anything if you don't have something dependent on some characters you really like. And I just didn't have that here.
Okay, what about Happy Death Day to you?
Now, this one, this is a kind of a guilty pleasure movie. I love the first one that came out a couple of years ago, Happy Death Day, which is this kind of a combination of a slasher movie and Groundhog Day, where this young college student, played by Jessica Roth, wakes up every day and relives the same day. And on that day, this guy who's dressed with this baby mask over his face kills her every day in a different way. And she's trying to avoid him and figuring out why this is happening. Well, of course, it was so successful that we've got to have a second one. And here they don't do the normal thing you might expect of just kind of transferring to somebody else. Will you kind of explain why all of that happened to her? And it gets into all of this crazy stuff about quantum physics and nutty things like that. And if you were able to enjoy the first one for the kind of the humorous aspect of it and the intelligence behind it, I think you will like this one too. I did, and I'm going to give it high praise for a sequel, in that I'm going to say it's almost as good as the original, which I really liked a lot. And for most sequels, if I can come out and say I kind of liked it, I think that is kind of the basic level that a sequel has to pass. This one is a step above that. It's not any kind of Godfather 2 or anything like that, but it really is a whole lot more enjoyable than I thought it would be. And so I'm happy with this one and kind of surprised that I am.
Okay, what about Isn't It Romantic?
This is another one that's kind of fun. I'm not the biggest fan of romantic comedies, but I thought this one did a really nice job with it. The idea here is that Rebel Wilson is playing this young woman who hates romantic comedies, and she lives in New York, and in the real New York, you know, where it's the streets stink and everybody's loud and yelling. She gets bonked on the head in true movie fashion while trying to stop a mugger. And when she comes to, she is in a romantic comedy version of New York. Her apartment is suddenly this palatial thing that just goes on forever. Her boss, played by Liam Hemsworth, falls for her. And so now she's got to deal with being in a romantic comedy. Guys, if your girlfriend wants to go see this weekend, you can go with her on this one. It's not one of those ones that I'm going to wave you away from. And I just like Rebel Wilson. I think she's really funny. And she's made all of the movies she's been in better. And she really handles the lead in this one very nicely. It's a PG-13 rating. Everything we've been talking about so far is a PG-13 rating. And so I think you'll enjoy it, guys. There's it's not great, but it's again better than you probably think it's going to be.
Not great, but better than you think it's going to be. That's a ringing endorsement. How about Lords of Chaos?
This is one of those ones. It's based on a true story about this guy who kind of invented Norwegian death metal music. And these people burned churches and did all kinds of terrible things like that too. And it's just trying to be kind of a realistic look at what they did. Again, I hate the music. I didn't like any of the people in it either. And so it's just not my cup of tea. And there was absolutely nothing about this movie that made me change my mind at all. It was a movie about a subject I was not interested in, and it didn't do anything to make me interested in that subject.
Okay, well, thanks for the information. More at Mike-Mayo.com. Mike, have a great weekend.
Take care, Gary.
That's Mike Mayo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.